This Claresy, Matt and Kimber catch-up is for Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Hey, podcasters. Claresy, Matt and Kimber here.
Hey, on today's catch-up, our Matt has quit smoking.
Yes!
Yay. Yep. We ask what you got upsold on.
Dr. Marnie Lishman with some tips to avoid the, well, returning back to life anxiety.
And Lockie Reed with a lockdown quiz.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Matt's World.
So you think I look a little bit different?
Your face, the shape of your face is different. What's going on with you?
Is it? Well, okay. Now, I hesitate to bring this up because I've brought it up before.
Okay.
Yep.
But I have given up smoking.
Great.
Brilliant.
Now, that's the difference.
Now, Claresy and I, there was a little bit of we were a bit resistant to that because when you've given up smoking before, you have also done it in our presence and you haven't been our favourite Matty during that time.
No, I know. And I think that part of that frustration, we all know that this is it's a really difficult thing to get out of your life.
Oh, it's huge.
Do not envy you one bit.
No, yeah. I've tried something which is called rapid transformation therapy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So there's it's sort of hypnosis.
Look
a bit of that.
Into my eyes.
Oh, just like that.
Yeah.
Your eyelids are getting heavy.
They are.
Was it working?
You'll feel that you fell asleep too soon.
But, it certainly is a technique of changing your cognitive approach to things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think in the past I've sort of said words like, I'm trying to give up.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in the middle of giving up. And this therapy, I mean, a lot of this stuff sounds really obvious, but as we know, the more, the simpler the message that you can give to your own mind, often the more chance you have at achieving anything really.
Yeah.
And so this is sort of all about going, no more of that, I'm trying, I don't smoke anymore.
I've done
okay.
it. Yeah.
That's it. I don't sort of play in that area that I think I've done in the past where I'm like, yeah, I reckon I'll give this about 2 weeks and,
So you're not giving yourself a chance to sit on the fence with it at all?
No.
And we feel for you because you've always been very honest about it. Mm. And you've often said too that you're embarrassed about it and the fact that you've tried to quit a number of times and were not able to.
Yeah.
You felt that, but we've always supported you saying there are so many people out there that are going through exactly the same struggle and it may have taken many times to quit. You know, it's addictive and that's why you hear them say to children all the time, never start. Just don't ever start smoking because that is the easiest way to just have this as a problem in your life.
No. Did I miss something? You can imagine how annoying you were last time? we are supporting you, man.
No. And look, and that's, I guess, why I was a little bit sort of hesitant because we've talked about it a number of times, but there's also been times where I've been trying that I've said to you guys, I don't want to talk about it.
Yes.
Because I'm embarrassed and all that sort of stuff. But I talked to you this morning, as we always do, about what's going on in our lives. And we just thought, well, why not, put it back out there and just remind people that, it's not a crime to be a smoker.
Of course not.
And we're all just trying to do what we can to get through it. And
I think we can put it out there again. There's plenty of people, as we said, who have gone through it. 1-333-53. Give us a call. Tell us how long it took you to quit. Get a bit of inspiration out there to others because it is possible and it can be done, but it can be really hard.
And it does have an effect on the others around you because especially when you're trying to offer support. I've never been a smoker, so I don't know exactly what you're going through, but I really feel for you. And even today when I mentioned how beautiful the sky was outside at 6:30, I was going, oh, is that the wrong thing to say? Because that's the view you have when you were having a smoke in the old days.
I haven't been out onto the platform today.
Yeah, but that's okay because that helps you,
Associates.
You know. One of the most
insidious things I realised yesterday, as you guys know, I gave up the booze a few years ago because that wasn't working for me. But you give up things because, like, you can hurt other people or the shame or whatever. Mm-hmm. But this thing that's so toxic.
Tim in Rocco.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, how are we, guys?
Good bud. Mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good now, mate. Doing good. And listen, it's going to get hard. It's going to get bloody hard, mate. But What done it for me, I've got a young daughter, 9 years old. She pestered me all day, every day, Dad. And I finished work and I went to the shop to get another bag of the durries.
Yes.
And they jumped overnight to $73 a packet.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It's crazy, isn't
Ooh,
it?
Well, that Dooley. Helps.
And that was costing me nearly $500 a week.
Yeah,
I know.
So how'd you do it in the end, Tim?
The two remaining cigarettes I had in my packet, I threw them in the bin on the way out of the supermarket, and that was it.
That, you were done? What, cold turkey?
I went cold. I had to.
Wow. Okay.
Good on you.
No halfway step.
And, you know, Tim, I think there's, and this goes back to what I was just talking about throwing, being made to throw that tobacco in the bin.
Yep.
Is there something quite taking, it's about taking the power back from the slavery of tobacco. And just that action of throwing those last two in the bin, Tim, rather than smoking them probably set you off on the right foot, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Definitely. I mean, the only thing I'm worried about now is the weight.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, sure. That's another journey, isn't it? Well, thanks, Tim. That's good news.
Yeah. Hey, good on you, Tim.
Yeah, you'll do it, mate. You'll do it.
God bless you, mate. You went cold turkey. Just watch out for all that warm turkey in a roll.
Yum. It's going to do you less damage than the durries.
Too right.
It's got a calamunda. Good morning, Anne. How are you doing?
Hi, good, thanks.
Okay, someone in your family gave up the smokes?
Yes, my husband, about 30 or so years ago, he was in his 30s. The specialist said if he didn't give up smoking, he'd be dead in 10 years.
Okay.
Because he used to get too many colds that he couldn't get rid of.
Yes.
And that specialist has been proven right because he's been had quite bad chest infections since he's having given up.
Sure.
But also, he got the first time he tried, his sister and I turned around and said, have a cigarette, because he was such a pain.
Yes.
So then he got some help from, they have some program at the uni. There's a psych there that helped, took him through the steps. Mm. That really helped. I think it took at least 6 months before he felt okay again. I can't remember exactly how long before he stopped smoking, but he took the steps down. And he never took it up again because he was too scared of going through the process of giving it up again.
Sure,
And yep. Anne, I think you raise a really important point. He got help from someone, and I think, you know, in every other aspect of our lives, if you want to gain muscle or you want to lose weight or whatever, you get a trainer. You get, you know, if you want to learn something, you get help. And when it comes to things like this, we all think we have to just work it out on our own and we're supposed to have this magical willpower.
Yes.
But, you know, that's not how it works. We need people to help train us to make good choices.
Yeah, and spend the money on yourself. Have a holiday or something. Put that money aside. That's what I said to him. That's the only way I could help him is save the money that you would have spent, and it was cheaper then, and spend it on a holiday or something because you have earned it.
I have, and I will reward myself by giving that money to my partner and my stepdaughter, as I do with everything else.
Thanks,
Bless
Anne.
You, Anne. Thank you.
Good on you, Anne.
Keep it up. Bye. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5. Feeling a little bit depressed.
Oh,
why?
Okay. Talk to Uncle Matthew.
Okay, now, my phone is dying, and Kimber and I have been going through this same process with phones that are 3 or 4 years old, and we know that phones die after a certain period of time.
They do.
Because batteries...
We all do.
Oh, the batteries, mate, the batteries. They do. Well, it always wants to be on charge.
They just conveniently die when that model brings out, when that company bring out a new model.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
They go, hey, you got a new model phone, and conveniently all of the ones that you were using previously go.
Let's be honest.
Obsolescence.
Smartphones are smarter than us.
Yes, they are.
So I decide after nearly 4 years, I better go, I've been out of contract for a couple of years, I better go and get another phone, because this one's causing me grief, and I use it a lot for work. I don't have a laptop, right? So I went to a phone shop on Monday out at Karrinup, and I went in there and I spoke to the bloke. Now, my contract with my phone was a fairly cheap one. It wasn't too bad, but I worked out once I'd gone through with a new phone, and they're bloody expensive if you want to get an iPhone or whatever it might be.
Yes.
And I went through the whole thing, and it ended up being quite a bit more per month than what I was paying.
Oh, dear.
Right.
So I left the store and didn't go back in. I went, I can't do that. I'll think about it for a few days.
Yeah, right.
So 2 days later, after giving it lots of thought, I went to another shop yesterday, and I signed up, and I'm paying $5 more than the other guy quoted me.
Oh, what?
$5 more a month than the other bloke quoted me.
But you got the steak knives.
How did that happen?
I got everything. I don't know. You could say you let your guard down. Yeah. You signed up to a different kind of package. Now, part of the thing was that I signed up with a deal, which is over 30 years, like a mortgage. No, it's over 3 years, but it feels like a new mortgage.
Yes.
Right? So I'm paying $5 more than I would have if I'd signed up with the other guy on Monday. Mm. So I ended up, you get to do the deal, so you have to pay a certain amount for extras. right?
Oh, here we go.
And you don't want to be under that amount because it's just a waste of money. You're throwing money away, but you don't want to go over it because then you have to pay cash.
We know how it works. That's how they upsell you, Clezzy. You're a chump.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, so.
You know, that idea where they just, you know.
Extras.
It's like you go to McDonald's and they'll throw in the
whole. No, I know what upsell is.
Well, you said it right at the start. I got the steak knives yesterday. Yeah. So I now have a new phone. I have a charging mat that you put your phone on to charge it up.
God,
I have a plug-in charger. I have the headphones that you plug in. I have two phone covers. I have the fancy blue earbuds that I will never use, which are super duper stereo. And I have stress. So I walked out of the shop and I went, idiot, how did that happen?
Yeah, wow.
I've got a bloody good phone, but I haven't set it up yet.
I find too that we're all susceptible to certain things. I don't often get upsold on things. Yeah. Like I don't tend to, but they do upsell me on hair products. Because I go to the hairdresser and they do a much better job than I do.
Yes.
And I go, God, you guys do so. And they go, well, you know how we do that. Because we use this shampoo and this conditioner.
Yeah.
And then we spritz it with this little spray and then we blow dry it. And if you just put this in the ends.
Yeah.
And so I get upsold on product.
Would you like the seat protection with it?
Yeah.
Every time you buy a car?
But to be fair, I've got more goo than you can imagine.
Yeah, you have achieved great body and bounce. There's so much volume in your hair at the moment that I think whatever they're doing, keep them doing it.
Matt, do you want a charger for a phone?
No.
I've got a couple of spares.
Can I have your old phone, please? Your old phone is in better nick than mine.
It is slightly better than yours.
But it is. We're not fools.
Yeah, I know. And I think the frustration of going through the process and my phone starting to die, so it lets you down at crucial times. You go, I've just got to get a phone. Oh, let's just get it done.
Mm.
But to walk out and go, oh, that's $5 more than I was going to be paying with the other bloke on Monday.
And I think for me, it's when particularly in a situation like that, I see the size of the paperwork of the contract. It's already taken a while to set this thing up. I'm just like, dude, whatever it takes to get out of here, sign me up.
And I could have gone to
I
could have gone to a glazier and got them to cut me a piece of glass that would have been cheaper than that cover, that glass.
Yes.
The cover for your phone.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Look, so if you want any accessories, just give me a call.
No, give us a call, 133353. Tell us when you've been upsold on something.
What a chump.
You've walked in to buy a scooter and you've come out with a boat.
I remember getting massaged at one of just those local, places in the supermarket.
Wait, where is this going?
Hang on.
No.
And I got upsold the extra 50.
As I was being massaged, the guy goes, I'm just going to put this pad on you.
Oh,
takes
okay.
it, like, right. sticks this these things on. Me.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
then I found out I was up for an extra $35 for these sticky pads.
And you didn't get to keep the sticky pads.
I was just implicit. I went, yeah, dude, do whatever you have to do.
Well, feeling a little bit depressed.
Oh,
why?
Okay. Talk to Uncle Matthew.
Okay. Now, my phone is dying and Kimber and I have been going through this same process with phones that are 3 or 4 years old. And we know that phones die after a certain period of time.
They do.
Because batteries.
We all do.
Oh, the batteries, mate. The batteries. They do. It always wants to be on charge.
They just conveniently die when that model brings out and when that company bring out a new model.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
They go, hey, you got a new model phone. And conveniently, all of the ones that you were using previously go.
Let's be honest.
Obsolescence.
Smartphones are smarter than us.
Yes, they are.
So I decided after nearly 4 years, I better go. I've been out of contract for a couple of years. I better go and get another phone. This one's causing me grief, and I use it a lot for work. I don't have a laptop, right? So I went to a phone shop on Monday out at Karrinup, and I went in there and I spoke to the bloke. Now, my contract with my phone was a fairly cheap one. It wasn't too bad, but I worked out once I'd gone through with a new phone, and they're bloody expensive if you want to get an iPhone or whatever it might be.
Yes.
And I went through the whole thing, and it ended up being quite a bit more per month than what I was paying.
Oh, dear.
Right.
So I left the store and didn't go back in. I went, I can't do that. I'll think about it for a few days.
Yeah, right.
So 2 days later, after giving it lots of thought, I went to another shop yesterday, and I signed up and I'm paying $5 more than the other guy quoted me.
Oh, what?
$5 more a month than the other bloke quoted me.
But you got the steak knives.
How did that happen?
I got everything. I don't know. You could say you let your guard down. Yeah. You signed up to a different kind of package. Now, part of the thing was that I signed up with a deal which is over 30 years, like a mortgage. No, it's over 3 years, but it feels like a new mortgage.
Yes.
Right? So I'm paying $5 more than I would have if I'd signed up with the other guy on Monday. Mm. So I ended up, you get to do the deal, so you have to pay a certain amount for extras. Right?
Oh, here
and
we
you,
go.
And you don't want to be under that amount because it's just a waste of money. You're throwing money away, but you don't want to go over it because then you have to pay cash.
We know how it works. That's how they upsell you, Clezzy. You're a chump.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, so.
You know, that idea where they just,
extras.
It's like you go to McDonald's and they'll throw in the
whole. No, I know what upsell is.
Well, you said it right at the start. I got the steak knives yesterday. Yeah. So I now have a new phone. I have a charging mat that you put your phone on to charge it up.
God.
I have a plug-in charger. I have the headphones that you plug in. I have two phone covers. I have the fancy blue earbuds that I will never use, which are super duper stereo. And I have stress. So I walked out of the shop and I went, Oh, idiot. How did that happen?
Yeah, wow.
Got a bloody good phone, but I haven't set it up yet.
I find too that we're all susceptible to certain things. I don't often get upsold on things. Yeah. Like I don't tend to, but they do upsell me on hair products. Because I go to the hairdresser and they do a much better job than I do.
Yes.
And I go, God, you guys do something. And they go, well, you know how we do that. Because we use this shampoo and this conditioner.
Yeah.
And then we spritz it with this little spray and then we blow dry it. And if you just put this in the ends.
Yeah.
And so I get upsold on product.
Would you like the seat protection?
Jackie in Thornley, when did you get upsold on something?
I was going to Lombard's recently to buy balloons for my daughter's gender reveal and was going past Jayco and came home with a $70,000 caravan.
Hey!
Hang on.
That's a celebration.
Okay, whoa.
You went to buy balloons and you came home with a $70,000 caravan.
Yes, and I forgot the balloons. And the worst part was it was a week before the shutdown, so we haven't been able to use it.
Oh, no. Well, I guess someone could stay in it at home. But, yeah, that is a huge turnaround, Jackie. How did it sort of happen? How did that... What was the process?
Well, I don't know. We had a caravan before and it didn't suit our needs. We've got grandchildren that had no bunks and we seen all these balloons out at Jayco and thought, oh, we'll call in there and,
And Tate, you should have bought the caravan and said, throw in the balloons.
Yes. Jackie, I know nothing about caravans. Is $70,000 like a real kick-ass caravan? Is that awesome?
So it's got the solar battery powers on it. It's got... The phone operates all the awnings and
wow,
it's pretty fancy.
But yes, Matt. You know, even the standard caravan is about 60.
Right? Is it? I just I know I've taken it off into a tell Matt about what he could buy for camping. But
next time, as soon as the caravan camping show's on again, we'll send you out there.
Yeah. I'm going with Jackie.
Well, Jackie, take care of it for
you've got a good place to self isolate if you need to, but hopefully not.
Yes. Well, we're going away soon. So.
Oh, very good.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jackie.
Good on you, Jackie. Jackie, using those four WA zones as opposed to 13. Mm.
There's something exciting about it, though, isn't there?
That's
like when you just suddenly make an impulse purchase and then you regret it for the next 20 days.
Yeah. The car thing you hear about a lot, especially around the end of the year when people buy the demos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Went out to get some butter and got a car.
Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Anxiety has risen in a lot of people, and with the lockdown situation, not just the process of going into lockdown thanks to COVID-19, but also the extended period in lockdown.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing, as we're attempting to come out of it, things changing and people going into that having a reverse sort of anxiety. And we thought we'd catch up with psychologist and personal coach, Dr. Marnie Lishman. Doc, good morning. Marnie, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, thanks, Doc. I am an extrovert and I thought isolation would be hell for me, but I took to it so well. I really embraced the change of pace and now I'm finding myself feeling a little anxious to return to normal life. Like I find that I'm struggling to keep appointments. I've got trouble making decisions. Like I feel anxious and overwhelmed. Is that to be expected?
Oh, yeah, that's perfectly normal given everything that everyone's gone through. And I think whether you're an introvert or whether you're an extrovert, we all were under threat, weren't we? So our brain was perceiving a threat. We were bombarded with information. And, yeah, we went into our comfort zones. We were told to. We were told to for our own safety and the community safety. But we kind of got used to it over time. And, yeah, having restrictions lifted, it feels a little strange.
It certainly does. I think we all in the studio here went and did some shopping at some point over the last few days, and I was really overwhelmed by how many people were in the shopping centre, which is both my anxiety about getting back into normal life, inverted commas, but also this other phenomenon of people sort of making up for lost time by, oh, we've got to go to the shops again.
Mm.
Exactly. It was very strange, and it's funny how people embraced it so quickly.
Mm.
I think people got a bit too excited, didn't they?
I think so.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Hey, Marnie, I admitted to the guys last week that a couple of weeks or 3 weeks ago, I suffered from a few days in a row of feeling sick all the time. I wasn't vomiting, but that nauseous feeling. I acknowledged that it was anxiety. It was catching up on me. How can people deal with these things? The best thing I did was I told people about it, and people were sympathetic.
Oh, sure.
And once I'd acknowledged that, then I felt much better. I'm glad that's done for now.
Exactly. And I'm glad you figured out what it was quite quickly, because some people feel like that for weeks, months and years, and they don't even realise it is anxiety.
Right.
And we forget that it's, I think people think anxiety is just worries, but it's such a physical manifestation, isn't it? And you go around feeling very nauseous, you feel really sad a lot of the time, and people end up very depressed as a result of not realizing what it is and not doing anything about it. So knowing you have it, so having that self-awareness, and then talking through with it with someone else really eases it quite considerably.
What can I do, Dr. Marnie, to sort of integrate myself? And for those who might be feeling this sort of, I guess, reverse culture shock, like trying to get back into the world, you know, just with things like making decisions, sometimes it's how, what do I want to drink? What do I want to eat? And that's not a way that I expected to be affected. How can I retain my focus?
Well, just be kind to yourself. Have compassion. You've been under a tremendous amount of stress. All of us have in the last few months. So just be really kind to yourself and realise that it took a while for us to get used to being under restrictions, and it's going to take a while to get back.
Mm.
So ease yourself into it. You've been in your comfort zone. Your brain's felt safe because you've been locked away from people.
Yeah.
And now we've been told we can kind of go out and about again. And we're going to feel really weird about it. It's going to be really strange, and we're going to be still feeling under threat. So just really go slowly, and you don't have to run out and go to restaurants straight away and be around crowds. You don't have to do any of that. Just go at your own pace and just be kind to yourself.
Well, we've seen you on social media. We can tell it's a very busy time for you, Marnie. Yes. But, Doc, it's good to catch up, and all the best to yourself as well. I'm sure you've been going through a lot as well.
You too. Thank you.
Dr. Marnie Lishman joining us there. It's just handy to get a few tips as well, isn't it? And that recognition of that you've got a problem is pretty cool to start.
Yeah, it's a real thing. If you're feeling weird, you're not alone. We're, you know, just breathe and know that it's completely normal. We're going back into normal.
Yeah, isn't it? It's funny,
isn't
it?
There's not such a word as that, but I've just made it up.
We know what you mean, the new normal.
Acknowledging to myself too that, like, I don't really want to go back to pre-COVID life. I felt that we were stressed, we were overwhelmed, there was too much going on, and I kind of feel like we could all pair it back a bit.
Learn something.
You know, yeah.
A couple of places with brunch I'd like to go back to.
Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Oh, and we have a winner! Lockie's Lockdown Quiz.
Our special guest, of course, from 10 New Sport and the Dead Set Legends here at Mix 94.5. Let's go, Lock.
Hey, guys, I used up a lot of niceties yesterday, and I went to the Wikipedia, to the Google, to my encouragement books, and struggled to find any more. So I'm not sure how this is going to pan out for the three questions on the lockdown quiz. Not sure how nice I can be, but question number one, what is a cluster of bananas called?
Oh.
What is a cluster or bunch of bananas called?
Oh.
Silence.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, it's not, oh, but.
So you got a murder of crows.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
A flock of sheep.
A whinge of actors.
A whinge of actors.
I thought there was a pat on the back of actors.
A pat on the back of actors. Okay.
So what is a cluster of bananas called? That is question number one. Okay. All right. Question number two, Claire-Z, I have a little bit of music. I hope you've got it there because the mighty Mr. Chris Murphy is in the studio and he has a lockdown classic.
Ripper. Thanks, guys. All right. Here we go with another Name That Riff.
Gee, gets a good guitar sound out of
it.
Beautiful,
isn't
it?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Very nice. He's in his own, I think, in fact, he's in Courtney's studio. I think he uses up Courtney as his brother and says, I'm coming down to record these for the lockdown quiz. So well done to Chris and Courtney.
Beautiful.
That is a classic. That is a guaranteed 1 point for everyone in Perth, I reckon.
Do you reckon Courtney's there going, how did you bloody get on Lockie's lockdown? How do I?
Where's Mikey?
Where's me? I've got to call me agent. How do I get on board?
We're the Murphy boys, Murphy brothers.
Courtney has sung in a couple of the songs, but we'll get him. We'll get him to do a duo.
Yeah, good
next
idea.
Next time. Yes, yeah, that'd be nice.
Oh,
All right, so that was question number two. Name that riff or name that song. Question number three. Now, you may need to phone a friend for this one. I found it hard to come up with easy questions because I'm trying to be nice. I have acted in nearly 100 movies. My career has spanned over 5 decades. I am small in stature, but massive in Hollywood. I starred as a penguin, a taxi dispatcher, a grandfather, an alien in a basketball cartoon. But there is one famous image of me and my twin brother who shouldn't really be my twin brother. Who am I dressed as?
Very nice.
I want the person's name Okay. Was that nice enough?
No, that was good.
That was all right.
That was really sweet. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
All right. We could get 3 out of 3 with this.
Well, don't forget you asked the banana question.
Yeah, you did brown. Yeah, it was. Particularly when you think, you know, it's got to be a bunch. And he says, what's a bunch? But, you know, that stuffs everything.
Was it a trick question? Or was it a cluster?
Let's
find out.
Okay. All right. What is a cluster of banana? Do you know what a cluster of banana is? I'm rather nervous now.
No, I don't.
Or I've got the right answer.
I went with a handful of bananas.
A handful?
Yeah.
Okay. I went with bunch. I thought it was a trick question.
Yeah, I went with a split.
Split of bananas.
Split of bananas. Don't know. What is it?
What do you got, Locke?
Well, Kimba, just cut your word a little shorter.
A hand of bananas.
A hand of bananas.
I wrote hand. I started with a finger of bananas because I was thinking about how they look, and I started with a finger of bananas.
Got to be half
and then
a point.
I changed it to hand, and then I went for handful.
That's a shame.
Giving it. That is just a magnificent way to approach a question to a quiz, Kimba.
Thank you.
Well done to you. That is a hand. 1 point to you. And in fact, one banana is called a finger.
Hey.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Sure. So somewhere down in the depths of my brain, I must have known it.
So do Matt and I get a point too, mate, or do we give you the banana?
Well, I'm giving you the banana right back.
You
because,
get a lovely bunch
I'm giving
of
you two fingers as we speak.
All right. So question two was name the riff and the classic. We play the song. Classic.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that room sounds good too, doesn't it? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, very nice. Maddie, what is the name of that song?
And another thing, what's my scene? The Hoodoos.
The Hoodoo Gurus.
Yes.
On the lockdown quiz, we love the Hoodoo Gurus. So that was question number two, what's my scene? Kimber, you got that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Who am I dressed as? Question number three. I've acted in nearly 100 movies. My career has spanned over 5 decades. I'm small in stature but massive in Hollywood. I star as a penguin, taxi dispatcher, a grandfather, an alien in a basketball cartoon. But there's one famous image of me and my twin brother who should not be my twin. Clazy, who am I dressed as today?
I started at Mini-Me and I ended up with Danny DeVito. How'd I go?
I'll ask the others before I give you the answer.
Okay.
Maddie?
I too went with Danny DeVito.
And it's another Danny DeVito
Kimber.
From me.
What a team this is! Danny DeVito!
Hey, wait, with my hand of bananas, did I just get 3 of 3?
Yeah, you did.
This is magnificent.
My
heart is pumping. I just feel so proud in myself that I've turned you guys around just geniuses. And I've got a parent-teacher interview with my 15-year-old today. And I'm going to tell the teacher that I'm able to stand it at any stage because what I've done to the Mix 94.5 Brekkie team.
Mate, you're one of the great educators, and thanks for your time. That was fun.
Thanks,
see you, team.
Crazy Matt and Kimba in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Sorry.
Yeah!
A Kimba's hum, Kimba's hum.
Are you scatting again?
You can hump on any day.
I've got way too much oxygen today.
You haven't noticed that?
Yes. Now, IKEA, it's all about do-it-yourself. So I don't know why IKEA are so angry and have condemned this woman who's appeared in China, who's appeared online while amongst other shoppers, while there are lots of people around, basically, you know, DIYing herself on one of their beds.
Okay. Not with power tools or anything.
No, she's apparently, the video has now been taken down by Chinese authorities.
Okay.
Just and China.
Doing her own flugenhacken in store.
Yeah. Mm. And without an Allen key. the video, I don't know what sort of rebellion this is.
Mm.
I mean, surely it's just because it's a bit of a fetish, right? Like it has to be something
in public
you enjoy.
And no one's seen, the video's been taken down and I have no desire to search it out, but apparently there's you know, lots of people walking around the IKEA, as you do, no doubt looking for meatballs.
Yeah, as you do.
And this woman is having a crack.
She wasn't smearing herself in that cheap chocolate with a funny name, was she?
That I don't know.
Have a look at what that stuff is.
To be fair, do you reckon anyone would notice? When I go in IKEA, I'm so overwhelmed by how many people are in there that I'm just trying to get the thing and get out.
Totally.
So, like, I could understand how that could be happening right next to you and you not notice.
Just trying to find the fast exit. You know, the little cheats you can get?
Yeah, exactly.
Where is that again?
Criminals have always known, and I say this like I've never done anything, but, you know, the more relaxed you look about things, the more chance that people just won't notice.
Actually, probably, just blend in.
She sounds relaxed.
Yeah, very relaxed. But China are very disappointed.
Right.
And this has happened before. A couple in Beijing, again, went viral at a branch of Uniqlo.
Yes.
Which every time I see... I think it's the University of Queensland.
Yeah. Oh, right. And Isn't it Uniqlo?
Yeah, Uniqlo. And you see people like Djokovic wearing it and going, gee, they're doing well, they're sponsoring Djokovic for the University of Queensland. But it's not. It's actually a clothing store, right?
That's actually really funny.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, apparently in 2015, a Beijing couple had a crack in one of their stores.
Fact that it's going viral suggests to me that they're giving the people what they want.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Yes.
Don't know. Just a suggestion.
I also worry about all these people on these beds. Who's been there before you buy the damn thing?
Yeah, they test it 400 times before you buy.
And I am loving this glass half full Kimber this morning.
Yeah, I know. Me too. She's got too much oxygen too.
Too right. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning
on Mix 94.5. I was channel flicking yesterday and an unknown movie came on. I don't even know what it was, right?
Oh, the midday movies.
Yeah, it's just one of those sorts
Love
of...
Love those.
You know, it comes on and I see this scene where the guy is going to steal a car. Right. So he goes straight up and, of course, opens the car door because, you know, they don't lock them, but then gets into the car and finds the keys to the car in the sun visor.
Of course, because everyone does that.
They're under the mat.
Finds him in the sun visor, steals the car, takes off, pulls up outside the front of a shopping mall and skids the car into the four empty car spaces out the front. And I was like, movies are so stupid. You know, like you see a thing in a movie and you're like, this never happens in real life. Who do you know who keeps their car keys on the sun visor of the car?
Or gets a car park right out the front of a shop.
And there's four of them. There's so many you could spin the car in on its side.
With no one complaining that you're in that bay and that's meant for my elderly mum.
But of course, the opposite is that you do have a film where they do show things in real life and you have someone going, oh, there seems to be a space over there. Yeah. Oh, no, that's not. So, you know, there's a balance.
Was that driving Miss Daisy?
It's true. It's not very interesting when you see the ins and outs of those things.
Yeah, the day-to-day life stuff.
It's amazing how many of them we just buy. Like, I sat down and I started to think about what are the things that you see in movies that you never see in real life, right?
Yeah,
like, the classic is the one where they're trying to solve a crime and they get the CCTV footage and they're like, zoom in. Zoom in. Enhance.
Oh, yes.
Enhance.
Yes.
Can you stop there?
Yeah. On my phone, it looks like Minecraft, you know. And on, but them, they're like, I recognize those glasses. That's that guy. Let's get him and let's make an arrest.
Or when they say something like, how long is it going to take to fix that spaceship? Oh, it's going to be 24 hours. You've got 12.
And they
it. No, mate, I'm telling you, it takes 24. I've got to get the part from Zephnon 4. It's going to take 24 hours.
You know the one that always gets me, right, is when you got the bad guy or woman, right? They're just the asshole of the show. And you hate them really early on. But by the end of the show, it might be the bad mother-in-law or whatever, they've seen the evil of their ways and they've changed and they soften up for the end. You go, how did you change so quickly? That never happens in real life.
No.
Yeah, ever. Like, and it's just constant. Like, I like the one where they have the full breakfast table set.
Yep.
Yes.
And there's full meals sitting down and the guy will come down in his suit and grab a strawberry and be like, okay, honey, I've got to go. And
It's like, oi, sit down. I've spent hours doing this. Like, I've just got that strawberry from Zephlon 9.
Like, your partner's made an entire breakfast full of food and not said anything to you about it.
Yes.
Mm. You guys ever watch Kiefer Sutherland in 24? That series went on and on and on about, you know, sort of like agents, secret agents and all the rest of it, right? Yeah. He used to defuse bombs or send rockets into space using his mobile. And I go, I want that phone.
Just on an app.
It's a super smartphone, that one.
Is that 4G?
Quite possibly.
Also, if you watch adult movies, there's quite a few moments where you think, nah.
Yeah, nah.
That's not happening.
No,
not
wet real. Spot.
No. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvik Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is, and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Tits from your hood.
Yes, Maddington, 6109, Friday, twill be your turn. And I'm going to ask Claire and Kimber for some suggestions, but actually, if I'm honest, I'm going to do it to the song we just heard.
Oh.
Memories.
Is that your one?
Maddington brings back, Maddington brings back joy.
Maroon 5.
Yeah.
That works, actually.
Yeah. I'm not an idiot.
Done and dusted.
Yeah, yeah.
And mind you, there are suggestions. I mean, you've always smiled and nodded and all the rest of it, but you never use one.
Yeah.
So no.
There you go. I don't blame you.
Here's Emma with the news.
Yeah, well, great. Okay.
Because you never use our suggestions, this time I'm not writing an entire verse. I'm just giving you a song suggestion.
But you see, this is what's so disappointing, Kimber, is that I may not use the suggestion, but often your ideas are a kickoff point for something else.
Oh, they spark the creative juices.
So I don't want you to think that it's, you know.
Well, we might need to do this another time because I've literally
you really haven't
not...
worked very hard at all.
Kimbo,
have you?
Do you want, like, honesty in broadcasting, do you want me to play the music to you first so you can have a little work?
This was
to
the
it?
Idea.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, you ready? Okay,
yeah,
sure
yeah.
It is. Yeah.
No! Sleep! In Maddo!
Dun, dun.
It was, you know, because people of Maddington went on Facebook. We got about 160 comments and quite a few of them were saying that Maddington is quite an active suburb. It's quite noisy.
Yes.
There's helicopters and there's lots of people and sirens and there was a lot going on. So I thought, no sleep in Maddo.
It's a it's full of go-ahead people wanting to get things done.
Yeah. Yeah. So that real Beastie Boys, you know, go get a Maddington feel.
No sleep till Maddo.
I like it. And it's got attitude too. I like that.
Yeah.
Well done. With little prep. Good job.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, you see? I mean, I won't use it, but boy, I'm excited now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I'm thinking on a beautiful day like this. Why wouldn't you play this one? It's a beautiful Maddington day. Whoops. Let's start again. I said beautiful. I meant to say, it's a Maddington day.
Ah.
Right next door to Thornley.
Yes, love it.
As Kelvin Road slips away.
Oh, lovely.
You know what I'm saying?
Bit of work in there.
Well, yeah, and rather than the Edge singing that backing vocal, it could be like a wailing siren.
I like it. I really like it. Did you notice how little practice we did on those?
Yeah, I'm quite disappointed considering that's been in the rundown for a couple of days.
It was all about
now.
Ideas, mate.
It's supposed to be a bit more than that.
It's your job to do, so just do it.
And the people of Maddington were more inspired than us. They've come up with some wonderful suggestions, so I hope you're working them into the song.
Yes, and you know, that's not our negativity in terms of the police air helicopter and whatnot. That was all from locals telling
us. It was.
That's what it was.
At least they're honest.
And my favourite, of course, is the Wags that put the bubble bath in the Arcadia Waters fountain.
Yeah, that's great.
That's the best.
Wags, not the footballer's girlfriend.
No.
Oh, I love the sound of it.
So I'm doing this on Friday.
Okay.
Great.
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay.
So if you see a weirdo baldy with a blue beard in Maddington tomorrow,
Papa Smurf,
I'll be filming.
We haven't showed anyone your blue beard yet. People don't really know what's happening.
Well, no, because it wasn't real. It was just, it was done out of pure lockdown boredom.
Oh, I really like it.
Do you?
I do.
Are you auditioning for Blackbeard and just got it wrong? What's going on?
Well, the big problem is that I did it with like washable hair dye, but it takes a while to wash out.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But my stepdaughter has got a sleepover this Saturday.
Oh, no.
And she's furious.
Yeah.
Oh, she's embarrassed.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, that doesn't come out by Saturday, you're cutting the whole thing off.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'll be a shave down.
I'll tell you like the blue? What, I hope, I mean, I'm washing it every day. I mean, it doesn't happen overnight, but I hope it does happen.
So someone's making a cake and you dipped your beard in the food colouring.
Yeah.
I was. Crazy Matt and Kimber in the morning on Mix 94.5. Guys, we're spending too much time on our devices.
Funny that.
Who said that?
Funny that.
The numbers are actually quite alarming.
They are.
I like to think that I don't spend as much time on my phone as I used to. I leave it behind a lot and forget about it during the day. But this is still bad. They reckon that we're spending 4,866 hours a year glued to devices. So when you break that down over the average lifespan of an adult, that's 34 years staring at our screens.
Yep. Sorry?
34 years staring at screens.
It's 13 hours a day. It's more than half of your life.
That is phenomenal. Is it even more in lockdown?
Well, yeah, I suppose it is. And they've worked it out by saying that on average, they reckon that we're spending 2.5 hours a day looking at TV screens. Wow. We're spending 4 hours on laptops and 2 hours and 25 minutes gazing at phones. And of course, there's e-readers and gaming devices as well on top of that.
Add to that the microwave. I might want to stare at that quite a bit.
But, you know, that actually is, it's quite alarming how much we've adapted. And we try to stop our kids from getting on the screens.
Yeah.
But as we're adults, doing it, we do it all the time.
I think that it's hard to sometimes take numbers and it becomes too big a problem to kind of worry about. This is the bit that jumps out to me, right? We can't get away from the fact that we look at screens.
No.
If you have a job, you've probably got to look at a screen.
Oh, and you can't order a burger without looking at a screen.
Yeah. That's right. So they're talking about 13 hours a day of watching some form of screen.
It's a phenomenal number, isn't it?
But how much of that time is productive?
Okay.
That's the bit that you can action and work on, right?
Yeah, true. Yeah. Remember I said to you about that anxiety I had a few weeks ago. I went for a couple of weeks and I continually looked at my phone. Right.
Yeah.
And ridiculous amounts of times looking at the same things over and over. And
yes.
I don't know if I was trying to comfort myself or something.
Yes.
But we do it even when we're not going through anxious times. We spent way too much time and it's unproductive, as you say.
Well, I find now when I'm at home, I put the phone in a place that I don't walk past because I'll find if you put it in on the bench kitchen or something as you walk past, you'll press it every time you walk past just to see if there's a message or if anything's come up.
Yep.
And I think I told you guys a long time ago, I had this app that I downloaded. I think it was called One Moment. And the idea behind it was that you can tell it how many hours a day you want to be on the phone. Mm. And then once you reach that limit, it sends you an alarm that says, oh, you've done it. That's your time up. Okay. Right?
What if you need to call 000?
And you can still use the phone.
Your time's really up.
You can still use the phone, but it's a reminder to you.
Right.
And I thought to myself, well, how much time do I want to spend on my phone all day? Like, come on. So I thought 2 hours sounded pretty fair. I was like, 2 hours is generous. That's looking at Facebook, checking emails, reading text messages. I thought 2 hours would be fine. Set the alarm for 2 hours. No kidding. The alarm came on before 10 a.m.
Oh, really?
And I was so, it was such an eye opener because when I say to you, 2 hours a day on your phone, you don't realize how fast that goes.
That is incredible.
Well, you know, we found out through this COVID thing how often we touch our face without kind of, unconsciously. Yep. Mm. And I think we do the same thing with our phones.
Yeah, you just pick them up.
You pick them up.
Yeah.
I was going to say breaks my heart. That's not what I mean. But, you know, if you're sitting in a waiting room, you know, everyone's just on the phone rather than a book. And maybe it's not a big difference, but it does change the way that your imagination is either active or passive, doesn't it?
Well, it's the same thing as when you're waiting for a coffee. You might be waiting 3 minutes and that's all for a coffee. But who stands there and just looks around when you're waiting for a coffee? You always will go, wonder if there's an email.
Well, I think you think you're being productive. Yeah. That's the thing, right? When you're in the doctor's waiting room, you're like, well, while I'm sitting here wasting time, I could be replying to that email.
I could be reading it.
Apparently 4 in 10 parents think their kids are spending too long on gaming devices or phones. Yet here we are. So
we're
setting the bad example.
34 years of our lives.
Can I just say one quick thing, though? The other part of that is that when you're in a waiting room and you're not the one looking at your device, you feel like you're being the weirdo.
Yeah, I guess.
You stop making eye contact.
Yeah, totally.
If you're reading New Idea from 1996, you're a weirdo.
That Claire's, Matt and Kimber catch-up was for Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.